Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark, energetic intro build from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using the classic Amen break as our core sound. This is a perfect beginner exercise if you want to understand how drum and bass and jungle intros really work. We're not trying to make a full track today. We're just building tension, movement, and anticipation, so the drop feels bigger when it arrives. What makes this style so effective is that it's not just about throwing effects on a loop. It's about shaping energy over time. We're going to take one break and turn it into a proper intro section that feels intentional, musical, and ready to slam into the drop. First, let's set up the session. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo somewhere in the DNB range, around 170 to 174 BPM. A great starting point is 172 BPM. Then create a few audio tracks so the session stays organized. One track for the Amen break, one for FX, and if you want, another for atmosphere or texture. Now bring in your Amen sample. You can use a clean one-bar or two-bar loop, or something a little raw and vintage sounding. That slightly gritty character actually works really well for jungle and DNB, because it already has movement and personality. Once the sample is in the timeline, the next step is warping it properly. Click the clip and open clip view. Turn warp on, then choose the warp mode that fits the source. If the break is fairly clean and punchy, beats mode is usually the best choice. If it's more textured or loose, Complex Pro can work too, but for beginner drum programming, beats is often easier and more precise. Make sure the break lines up with the grid. If the timing feels off, adjust the warp markers by hand. This part matters more than people think. A badly warped Amen can lose its swing and feel stiff, and that kills the whole vibe. The goal is to keep the groove alive while still putting the hits exactly where you want them. Now let's start thinking like an arranger, not just a loop player. A strong intro build usually changes over time, even if it's only using one main break. Think in phrases, not just loops. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be filtered and stripped back. Bars 3 and 4 can bring in more detail. Bars 5 and 6 can increase the tension with fills or snare density. Then the final bars can open up the filter, increase the effects, and lead cleanly into the drop. That kind of progression makes the section feel like it's going somewhere. Now let's shape the sound. Drop EQ 8 onto the Amen track first. A good starting move is to high pass the break somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That clears out unnecessary low-end energy and makes room for the bass later. You can also dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz if the break sounds boxy, and if the top end feels harsh, make a gentle cut somewhere around 3 to 5 kHz. For this kind of intro, you usually want the break to feel dark, not overly bright. You still need enough attack to keep it punchy, but you don't want it sounding like the finished drum layer just yet. We're building mystery here. Next, add auto filter after EQ8. This is one of the easiest ways to create motion in a DNB intro. Set it to a low pass filter and start with the cutoff fairly closed, maybe around 300 to 800 Hz depending on the sample. Keep resonance modest so it doesn't get too whistly. Now automate that cutoff over the length of the intro. Start with the filter closed in the first bar, then slowly open it across the next few bars. In the final bar or two, open it more quickly, so the build feels like it's arriving at full force. That gradual opening is what gives you that classic something is coming feeling. If you want a simple teacher tip here, it's this. Don't let every effect rise at the same time. Let one main movement carry the section first, then add the other details later. That way the build feels controlled instead of messy. Now let's add some grit. Amen breaks love a little saturation or distortion. Try Ableton's Saturator, Drum Bus, Overdrive, or even pedal if you want a more aggressive texture. With Saturator, start gently. A few dB of drive is often enough. Turn soft clip on if needed, and keep an eye on the output so the level doesn't jump too high. With Drum Bus, keep the drive light at first, and use crunch carefully. You want weight and energy, not a blown-out mess. A little grit makes the break feel alive. It adds urgency. It helps the drums speak a little louder without just turning them up. Now let's give the section some space. Instead of putting heavy reverb directly on the break, create a return track and add hybrid reverb there. That keeps your drums punchy and gives you more control. Start with a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 3 seconds, a small pre-delay, and filter the low end out of the reverb so it doesn't get muddy. For DNB, darker reverbs usually work better than super bright ones. Send only certain hits into the reverb, like a snare accent, a fill, or the final hit before the drop. That creates width and atmosphere without washing out the entire break. This is a really important beginner lesson. Use reverb like a spotlight, not like a blanket. Now do the same idea with delay. Add echo or delay on another return track and use it for transition moments. A nice starting point is a dotted quarter or an eighth note delay, with feedback kept moderate. Filter the highs and lows so it sits behind the drums instead of fighting them. Delay throws are especially effective on the last snare hit, a cymbal, or a chopped fill. A little echo on the final hit can make the whole intro feel like it's speaking right before the drop lands. Now let's talk about editing the break itself. You do not have to keep the amen as one long loop. In fact, some of the best DNB intros come from chopping it into smaller phrases. You can duplicate the clip and trim section so you get one bar of straight break, a half bar variation, or a short fill. Or, if you want more control, right-click the clip and use Slice to New MIDI Track. That turns the break into playable pieces triggered by MIDI notes, which is great if you want to create your own custom fill before the drop. For a beginner lesson, even simple editing goes a long way. Duplicate a hit, remove a few notes, or emphasize a snare near the end of a phrase. The point is to make the break feel like it's evolving. A really common DNB technique here is the snare roll or snare build. You can pull a snare hit from the amen and repeat it on eighth notes, then speed it up to 16th notes in the final bar. If you want a more organic jungle feel, use snare ghosts and break slices instead of a super rigid machine gun roll. You can also automate the send to reverb or delay while the roll gets denser. That makes it feel like the energy is expanding, not just becoming louder. Now let's put the whole thing together as an arrangement idea. Think of the first two bars as restrained and filtered. The break is there, but it's dark and closed in. Then from bars 3 to 4, open the filter a bit more and bring in some extra detail. Maybe a ghost note, a small fill, or a bit more reverb send. In bars 5 and 6, increase the rhythmic activity. Add a snare roll, a denser break variation, or a stronger saturation push. Then in bars 7 and 8, go full tension, open the filter further, let the delay and reverb speak a bit more, and save your strongest fill for the very end. That last bar should feel like a handoff to the drop. If you want to add an atmosphere layer, keep it subtle. A vinyl crackle, a dark pad, a reversed cymbal, a noise sweep, or a filtered ambient texture can make the intro feel bigger and more cinematic. Keep it very low in the mix and filter out the low end. Its job is to support the mood, not steal attention from the break. This is also where a few bonus coaching ideas really help. Listen to the section at low volume once in a while. If the build still feels exciting when it's quiet, then the arrangement is doing real work. If it only feels big because it's loud, then you may need more contrast between sections. Contrast is the secret weapon here. A dry bar followed by a washed bar. A closed filter followed by an open one. A sparse phrase followed by a busier phrase. That push and pull is what makes the listener feel the energy building. For the final transition into the drop, give yourself a little space. A short pause, a cutoff moment, or just a final reverb tail can make the drop hit much harder. In drum and bass, silence can be just as powerful as sound. Before we wrap up, here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 4-bar amen intro using just the break, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and one reverb return. Start filtered and tight. Clean up the low end. Automate the filter to open over the 4 bars. Add a little saturation. Then send the last snare into reverb and listen back. If that feels good, add one reverse hit, one short snare fill, and one delay throw on the final hit. That's a great way to train your ears and start understanding how small changes create big tension. So, to recap, warp the amen properly, shape it with EQ, use auto filter to build motion, add a little grit with saturation, keep your reverb and delay on returns, and automate the energy over time. That's how you turn one break into a dark, hype intro build that feels ready for a proper drum and bass drop. Keep it tight, keep it dark, and let the drop do the talking.